I just had so much to say, I decided I was going to have to sit down here and get another letter off to you. Got down to Miami Beach the other day again, and there's only four of us that went. There's Mr. Bennett, a real cool pilot. He's one of the best we've got here, you know. He just doesn't put on any these officer ways. And two or three other guys. We just had a real good time there again. Took my camera along this time and finally got some pictures down there. I mean, I've got pictures of Miami Beach before, but I mean, these are ones shooting, and that's the big highlight of the day. I bring along my machine gun where I just go down the water and cut loose of that thing and see all these geysers and tracers skipping out across the ocean. Then there's this big island out in the bay, which you'll see on one of the slides I'll send home. And that's where we do our assault out there, and just buku birds and seagulls flying around. This time we brought a M79 grenade launcher along. And that thing brings some smoke upon them poor seagulls out there. We head out there, and geez, it must be all maybe a mile. I'd say more probably half mile. So it's just so hard to judge on water. That's a ways out there. And the waves are really rough. I'm just sitting in the back there, my machine gun chatting away. I got a rested across my lap hanging out the boat, and it's just chattering away, and tracers and bullets bouncing off the cliffs. There's other guys in the front seat with a grenade launcher popping grenades as fast as they can go, and those grenades, oh, there's these caves out there, and put them right in the entrance of these caves, and they just make one heck of a sound, the echo bouncing back. There's Mr. Bennett, he has 38, and he's shooting away, and this other guy, he had a rifle, so we were just one big gunboat out there. That's just a real, real good day. Tonight, about 6 o'clock, everybody's standing outside the hooch, so I went out to see what the heck's happening. And our ship's coming in on a short final. We're getting sniped at out here from these surrounding mountains. So the gunships are up. And, well, I've read how they do this, but this is really fascinating to watch. There's the little loaches. Those are them little bitty helicopters with the minigun up the left side. But they just crawl up and down the side of the mountains, just hovering about 10 foot off the ground. They look just like a bumblebee. Bzzz. And they just tramp around trying to draw fire. And then circling around in a more general pattern is a Huey Slick. It's also trying to draw fire. And then circling above a couple hundred feet up is the Cobra gunships. And they're just going around daring anybody. They're just waiting for a single round to be fired. Anything, an excuse to let them level off half a mountainside. That was really something. They didn't find anybody. Charlie was out there. He certainly was keeping to himself. I guess he didn't want to die either. That was really fascinating. And little loaches just crawling up and down the side of the mountains there, and Huey flying around, cobras up there circling. I got pictures of all that. I don't know how good to look on my Instamatic, but anyway, that was just fascinating to watch. I went over to the Troop C, the 717th Cav. They're stationed here at Lane. They've been here a couple months. I know the armor over there pretty good. He was at Aberdeen the same time I was, but he's in a different company.
Yeah.
He's been helping me get parts for my minigun. Boy, I can't wait. I got about two-thirds of a minigun now. We're going to mount it off the right side of the door with butterfly handles on the back. That's certainly going to bring some smoke when we go into an LZ. Anyway, he's just telling how life is over there. Geez, those guys live poor over there. They got bunk beds in their hooches. See, they got so many guys. When Troop C moved in, the 61st was supposed to move up to English. But that night up at English, well, they was hit pretty hard. They had something like 17 guys killed and wounded up there. Charlie got inside the fence. So they decided to pull everybody back to here. So as a result, 61st, but especially Troop C, they're just jammed in them barracks. Like, one barracks has six wall lockers for the entire barracks. And everybody else has to live out of foot lockers and duffel bags, and no rooms, you know, it's just a big open barracks. These poor guys in them Cobras, boy, I realize how lucky I was not being sent to a Cobra outfit. Them guys are out there constantly. Them Cobras can just chew up through the ammo. They'll be out there, and as soon as them Cobras land, start slapping in rockets through the tubes and more ammo boxes. It really keeps those guys humping over there. Time out from the tape while I mix up a little tang here. Got a parched throat. Ah, that tastes good. Let's see what else. Oh, I got the $160 today. Well, like I said in the previous tape, probably gonna get most of that back. What happened here was, I couldn't get the wrong towel. Because it turned out the wrong towel, the R&R Center, well, it's a 3-day R&R. But we checked the rulings here, someone, you know, it's a 3-day R&R. You do need R&R orders. You can't go down there in a 3-day pass. So I just decided I didn't want to go to the town of Long Tower, period, because, well, this exploitation by the group doesn't hit me too swift. I mean, I don't get much fun out of spending $200 in 2 days, some of this other stuff. So, we also had 3-day passes going to Miami Beach. Well, this is our poor man's 3-day pass. Those that didn't want to go to Trang, could go to Miami Beach. Well, I was all set to go. And then the old man canceled all the 3-day passes because of, we've been expecting this inspection for the last month now. And so he just said no more 3-day passes, so I just kind of got rooked out of mine. Oh, I'll live though. I'll get the stereo cartridge for the phonograph this month, my speakers, and I'll send the rest home. And I want you to, before you put that money back in the bank, why, you just take whatever I owe you, you know, for the recycling of the turntable and the microphone and for the, you know, customs, whatever the heck else I owe you. Just take whichever you feel is needed. Put the rest in the bank again for me. Speakers, I'm still looking over the literature here. Got it narrowed down to a price range. If that's any price range, it'll either be 270 a pair or 132 a pair. I have to do a little more thinking here and soul searching. That's a heck of a lot of money for them higher priced speakers. Right now I don't have any money anyway. I mean, with this MPC conversion, they still haven't gotten it to us, the new stuff. Yeah, see, the day after we turned it in, Hootsmates come running in the next day with $20 MPC notes. You change. We sit there hanging onto our stomachs laughing. You lose. Just laughing away. Really, I suppose it's kind of a shame because the poor peasants have been saving this stuff. Got caught with it. Why? I know no big fish did. I mean, any gook that had, you know, a substantial amount, several thousand, quarter of $1 million, whatever the heck. Because, well, word of this leaks out to anybody that has connections. But even so, these gooks know this happens every year that they switch this junk. But anyway, we just sat here just laughing. You lose. I got a cartoon I'm sending home in this next package going back to you. And it shows, it's an editorial cartoon by the Denver cartoon artist Oliphant. And it shows these first troopers coming back from Vietnam, the 19th Infantry Guys down to Benoit Air Base. And all these gooks in the background with their signs and flags. Oh, thank you, wonderful Americans. Oh, thank you. These two GIs with the most honest GI expressions. So one guy says, well, we were shaking hands. One of them stole my watch. That I definitely must save and frame. That sums it up. We just sit there and laugh and laugh when we saw that. Say, how are you coming, with them, those slides, prints I asked you to make from them slides, 078. I hope you're getting them done. This part of the tape's taped a couple of days later. We got our new MPC in. Hey, they didn't even try this time to make it look like money. This looks like genuine buckaroos. Probably something like Tommy just cleaned out of his chest. This is too much. We sit there. It's weird stuff. I just send some of that home. I get a banger every time I gotta use that stuff. I suppose the only thing not funny about it is it's legal tender. But oh mercy. I ordered the speakers today, and I got Sansui speakers. And I got out of literature again and looked at it. And I decided I wouldn't get Wharfdale speakers because they're supposed to sound real fine and all. Well, they are awfully big, you know, floor-standing speakers, and what I've read in the latest magazines, why, the size of a speaker doesn't depend on anything. It's how it's wired, the quality of the speaker. So I kill that, and the AAR speakers, which are also 270 a pair, why, There's really not that much discount on it. These Sansui speakers are $66 a piece, $132 a pair, and probably in the world they cost probably about $250, $270 a pair. So what the heck? And the one that we glad guys got them here. They're definitely a good speaker. They sound just as good as anything I've ever heard before, and I can't imagine something sounding much better. So I went ahead and ordered them, and if this is the middle of August, probably get to about the middle of October. These things weigh 62 pounds apiece, so appreciate you letting Pop try and get himself a heart attack hauling them in the car or anything. Might be wise to take two people on. They come with handles on each side of the package for easier carrying, so let you be warned. I also ordered a stereo cartridge today for the turntable. I ordered a Shure M75E Type 2, which cost $25. This is the second in line of the Shure cartridges. Their number one cartridge is the V15 Type 2. That goes for about $54. In the world now, at this M75E, well, it's probably about a $50 cartridge. What I can see here, the reductions, military prices. Oh, I love those military prices. Why a pretty expensive cartridge. Just don't drop it. My gosh, it isn't very big. It's hard to imagine what they can put in that little thing for even $25, but yeah, I'll be reaching you pretty soon. Let's see what else. I sent the $100 money order back to you today. I mailed some packages and some envelopes and a bunch of good junk. So you can take $100, put it right back in the bank. You take whatever I owe you. And you'll probably get that other $60 back. I'm just holding off on that to make sure. I sent a package home. It's got two boxes of slides, some pocketbooks, and a four-track tape. I said that I'd give up on the smuggling of these little odds and ends home. I figure I've been pretty lucky here, and no use pressing the luck for something this menial. I can get that back when I go home. So it's going to contain exactly what it says on the box. Oh, by the way, I've been sending home some boar brushes. I think I sent home about 30 of them before, and another 20 in this package, and probably ship some more home. These are M16 boar brushes, but I understand they fit real nice in a 22 caliber pistol or rifle. So I decided, well, I know I'm going to have a 22 when I get home. Might as well get some boar brushes, because we've just got hundreds of them floating around this place. I also wrote Sansui today to see about getting a walnut cabinet for my amplifier, and I guess that pretty well takes care of my stereo setup. The only thing which I'll probably ever get yet is I'm thinking about a cassette tape recorder, because it'll be about $50 and plugs right into the tuner amp on the auxiliary position. Because, well, what I've been reading here, that's really going to be the thing here in another couple years, is the cassettes, open reel and cassettes. So get them both, no problem. By the way, you sent me a picture of some girl getting married in the paper as Martina Johnson. The name strikes the bell somewhat, but I just couldn't be sure. Might have been somebody at Washington. I picked up a catalog of the PX today. Part of the Paysex deal. He had some mail of fur. So I picked it up and sent it to you. I don't know if you're in the mood for any fur pieces, but it's got all sort of mink coats and fur neck pieces. That sort of good stuff. Not being a furrier, I couldn't tell you how much of a discount it is, but I figured you might like looking at it. They got another catalog I got to pick up, but I haven't seen it lately. That's mail a gift through some Paysex concern. This is American merchandise you can send back to the world. Let's see what else here. So I think I just let this side of the tape run out right now.